Master, our Redeemer, our Guide, the Shepherd. God is God. God is good. God is awesome. I thank God for being with you this morning once again to share God's Word with you, to encourage you to walk with God with strength, with courage, until you reach the end, which is the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. And now I thank also my brother, Donald Wong, for inviting me once again to come and share God's Word with you. And I'm so blessed to be among you and to share God's Word. And I feel it is a privilege and grace to be in the presence of God's people to share God's Word. And again, I thank all of you to accept me here in your presence. And I believe that the Lord Jesus Christ will be always with you, and He will always pour out His blessings among you, so you may be always blessed. Not only you, but also your family as well and your neighbors. God bless you again, for this privilege to be here, and I'm so blessed. And as we mentioned, and unfortunately, the reason why that's several times I believe that I come here and I don't bring my wife with me, because we have a ministry where my wife has to really take care of in Queens, and it is hard for me to bring her here. But hopefully, I believe that I will do the best I can next time to see if my wife can be with me here, because I'm a married woman and I'll be 57 next week. And so I've been married for 26 years. And so I'm so blessed to have a woman that takes care of me. And I hope that will be also for all of you. For you will be married soon, and probably you have a wife already or husband. So stay together and you will be blessed. Amen. And let us at this time share God's Word with you, as we just read from the book of Exodus chapter 13, verse 17 to 22. Actually, I have read in other versions it was to 21, but here, and I'm glad that it's until to 22 when we read the NIV version. And the message that we have today for you, really, and is that God's way for you to walk may seem very long, very, very long, but the purpose and the outcome will bring glory to His name, and the many blessings in return will come to your life. So this is the message we have today. And consider God's way by faith. It is really hard to consider God's way, because we have our own mind, we have our independence, and we can do things and decide. And sometimes God's way looks weird. It looks even foolish when you look at the way the Lord is leading people. And yet, that is the best way. It is really hard. How can you understand? You see something right in front of you. You see the solution right there. And yet, and God sees something else. And sometimes it is important to wear God's lens instead of having our own lens. Because when we see ourselves, sometimes we see things that are different from God's view. And it is always good to ask God, Lord, let me have your lens so I can see well in front of me. So far, if you don't have that, then what we can do is just let God lead us, because He knows how to lead, because He is wise, super wise to lead us. So most of the time it looks really foolish in the eyes of men, even in the eyes of some of us as Christians, to accept God's way in our lives. It is really hard. because first of all the depressing necessity of life and the urgency that involved that involved making a quick decision and hoping that we will achieve the best have caused us to choose our own way of thinking instead of God's. So the word of God says in Proverbs chapter 25, chapter 16, verse 25, there is a way that seems right to men, but in the end, it leads to death. So we as God's people, we need to, even we have faculty to think, God has given us ability to act, but because of our sinful nature, because of our Adamic nature, it is wise to let God lead us, because we don't know all. No matter how smart we can be, yes, because God is the one that gives us intelligence to think, intelligence to act, but despite of that, we need to depend on God to guide us. And believe me, the Bible is the truth. And if we stay with the Bible and we stick to it, and the Lord will open our eyes and to make right decisions for our lives. And what we want to share this morning is that when we look at the history of Israel, who spent 430 years in slavery. And so now Moses, who was called by God to take people from Egypt, remove them from slavery, to lead them toward Canaan. And when you look at that story right there, it tells you that God's testimony is wonderful. It tells us something about God that is so powerful that our mind cannot really fathom that. And when we look at that history again, when God called the Israelite to go to the wilderness, and it was tough. And the Bible says that there were actually two ways to go to Canaan. One was a short way, but God knows exactly if the Israelites go to the short way, definitely they will fail. And believe me, sometimes we have tendency to do something fast because you see the result right there. Especially when we have an emergency and we try to do some shortcut because we believe that we are so smart, and then we see a certain way that, well, I will make it if I do this way. And sometimes you can even find people to support you because they don't know. But let me tell you something. Think twice before you make a decision, and think again when you make a decision to make sure that the decision is within the will of God. And people who choose short way and who choose a very short way have a fast result, but the end is always a disaster. I mean, always a disaster. And sometimes in the beginning it looks victorious, it looks good, it looks awesome, it looks successful, but at the end it may bring disaster, it may bring cries. And now then again we have to call upon God to ask for forgiveness and call upon God to ask for healing, and because we have made wrong decisions. Right now, I am talking by the grace of God, especially to young people in this congregation. Young people whom the Lord has called to serve God, whom the Lord has called to bring glory to His name. Young people are rushing sometimes. Some of you may be rushing to make a decision. And you think that your parents cannot really, they don't know enough. And you know enough because you go to college and then you have your bachelor's degree or master's degree. But you don't understand that experience worth more than a PhD. And our parents, they know better than your PhD. You may have a good PhD. That's good to have a good education. But you need to listen to your parents. Don't make a decision and without them. And you think that the decision may be short, but I mean, it's short, and then it brings solution to your problems, and it could make you so dependent. But let me tell you something. Listen to your parents, because they have experienced so many stuff in their lives, and sometimes they learn from others certain experiences that they have and that have seen to others' lives, and then now they want to transfer the wisdom that they had from bad experience that they have. They want to share that to you, so you may not fail the way that other people fail. And shortcut is not always the best way. It looks best, it looks good, but it's not always not the best way. It's always brings disaster. And so the way that leads to glory actually is not the short way. It's not the shortcut, but it's the long way. Long way. Why? Because God wants us to cultivate patience. Because patience is the fruit of the Holy Spirit. And patience is the answer, is the outcome of our faith. People who have faith, they wait on God. They don't make a quick decision. They pray, they ask for direction, and they listen carefully to God's word. They pray and wait. And if an offer comes to them, what they do, they go in the light of the Bible to see if it is God's will or not. You can't fail if you choose God's will. It is absolutely impossible to fail when you choose God's way, which is the long way sometimes, and most of the time, which is a long, long way. You can't fail. And even when the success, even when you see the failure as you walk in God's way, believe me, it is an apparent failure. Apparent failure. Look at the Israelites. Before they go to before they go to the Red Sea, and you see the people there, all together, they walk, and then finally, when you look at the second chapter, the following chapter 14, and the Israelites saw Pharaoh and his army behind, rushing. They have weapons and everything like that to fight and to kill the Israelites, or to force them to go back to Egypt to work for them. And at the same time, the Israelites saw the Red Sea right in front of them. There was no boat around to cross over. And the army is the back. Then all you have to just fly. You have no wings to fly. Then that's the condition in which the Israelites saw themselves at that time. But what is really important and necessary is when you choose God's way and you know that God's presence is with you. Then no matter what you see, no matter how you see the condition, the failure that is threatening your life, but you want to make sure that you choose God's way, and you need to rest assured that God is with you. If God is with you, believe me, no matter what you see in front of you, you don't have to scare. You don't have to be afraid of anything, because God is on your side. And so the long way is always the best when God chooses the long way for you. So what is happening at that time? It was that God knew the Israelites could not really choose the short way, because the short way, because the Philistines were warriors. They have experience in war. They know how to fight. And but yet the Israelites, they just came from Egypt. they have what we call a subservient spirit, because they used to follow orders, they used to follow commands, they used to see people superior to them. Then it was absolutely impossible for them. Though the Lord could empower them to fight against the Philistines, even when the Israelites did not have any experience in war, but the Lord could have empowered them to fight and win the war. But God did not choose that, because God had another plan, another purpose for the Israelites. Because God has had another plan for the Israelites to see His glory manifest right in front of them. Two things happened. The number one is that the army was going to be drawn in the sea. The second, God would open a way through the Red Sea for the Israelites to go. Two big things that will happen. Because first of all, remember that the Lord that we are serving has power over creation, over the nature. He is the one that commands the sea to open up. He is the one that can trace, that can make a highway right in the middle of the sea for his people to cross over. And the type of way that the Lord had made through the sea was the type of Jesus Christ Himself. Because Jesus Christ is the way of salvation. There was no other way that people can be saved. And the way that was opened to the Red Sea actually was a type of Christ Himself to save His people. It wasn't a way for the Egyptians, for Pharaoh and his army to cross. It was made only for God's people. What amazing it is when we know that the Lord we are serving is the Lord that has power over His creation. He has power over every army you can name of. So, and the way that leads to the glory, the second way that leads to glory is always tough. Very tough. Serving the Lord is not easy unless you have the Spirit of God with you. You can't serve the Lord. That's why the Bible says you must be born again. In other words, if you don't have the Spirit of God with you, it is absolutely impossible to obey God, let alone to serve Him, let alone to let Him lead your life. Absolutely impossible. Because God's way seems tough, very, very tough, but that's the best way. And because when He is with you, you don't have to be afraid of anything. God chooses the tough way for people to go. One of the verses that I have for this is found in the book of Mark, chapter 8. In the book of Mark, chapter 8, verse 34. And Jesus saw the disciples walking with Him, a crowd walking, following Him. And He perceived that people don't know why they are following Him. And Jesus says, if anyone would come after Me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow Me. That is the toughest way. It means what? It means that you need to sacrifice your will. It means you need to sacrifice yourself. It means to consume yourself within the presence of God, so you are no longer exist, and only God's image is with you. And in the book of Galatians, chapter 2, verse 20, and Apostle Paul himself said, it is not I who live, but God lives in me. Let us look at that passage of the scripture, actually, in the book of Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. It says, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life that I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. So, in other words, when we give ourselves completely to God, we are no longer living for ourselves, but Christ actually is the one that lives within us. So the toughest way is the best way, because that's where the glory of God will manifest itself. And the third way is the sure way. The way that leads to glory is the sure way. Yes, number one, it is a long way. Second, it is a tough way, because these ways require faith. These ways, talk about the long way, the tough way, sure way, those ways require faith. Trust God, because he knows the best. And because he knows the best, we need to put ourselves within the mind of God. Try to understand that God is able to lead us the right way. God is able to give us victory, so his glory may be manifest. And so in the book of Psalm, chapter 22, the 23rd Psalm actually tells us, this is that the shepherd's psalm, and it tells us something about how God is leading us in the sure way. David says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still water. He restores my soul. He guides me in path of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup overflows. Verse 6. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. People who are following God's way are following the sure way. Meaning that when we have faith in God, you will see God's glory, certainly. And Jesus Christ went to the tomb of Lazarus. Martha and Mary were complaining. So, Lord, if you were here, my brother would not have died. And Jesus answered back to Mary and Martha. Said, if you believe, you will see the glory of God. The glory of God cannot be seen unless you believe, unless you put your faith totally on God. So the Israelites, this is what they missed. They missed at that time. They could not understand, because first of all, they didn't get used to God too much. Probably they heard about God, but they were in slavery in Egypt. They didn't even have time really to worship God the way they should. First of all, they were living in a foreign land. Now, to really understand God, it will require them time. But number one, before God led the people in front of the Red Sea, to lead the people in the desert, you know what God did? So he sent 10 plagues in the land of Egypt, so people can see the power of God. 10 plagues. That was enough. Enough for the Israelites to believe in God, to trust God. 10 plagues. That was enough. But they could not understand that. Until when they went in, when they saw themselves in front of the Red Sea, they began to complain. They began to complain against Moses. Why did you bring us here? Was there any grave in Egypt? Why you bring us here to die in this place? They were complaining despite of what they've seen, a few months before when God sent 10 plagues to Egypt. Now what happened to them? Most of them fell in the wilderness because they did not understand God's plan for their lives. And even after Moses went to the Mount Sinai, they could not see Moses for about 30 days. They said, Aaron, why don't you build a golden calf so we will worship? Because they get used to those things in Egypt. They get used to those things. And then they were not patient enough to wait for Moses to come. And when Moses came, he saw the people were already filthy with sins, with idolatry, because they were worshiping a false god. So, you can understand how God was patient with these people. He was very, very patient with these people. What was God's plan for his people? God's plan for his people was to take them to the land of promise, to Canaan. But before they go there, God has to purge them in the wilderness. God had to really prove them who he is. And then they could not understand that. Today, let me tell you something. We still have to be tested. Our faith in God must be tested. Will we trust God or will we trust ourselves? God does not, of course, deny the faculty, the power that he has put within our spirit. But however, as I said, mentioned before, we need to completely depend on God and ask God for guidance to his word. Faith in God will bring you very, very far from here. Faith in God will bring glory even in your own family, in your life, in your own family, and in your own community. But you need to walk by faith. The Bible says again, we are not working by sight, but we walk by faith. Faith is the necessary agent for us to see the glory of God. You can't see the glory of God unless you trust God completely, because there are times when things happen very, very difficult in front of you. You don't know if you have to turn either right to right or either left. You don't know what to do. You have no wings to fly, and then in front of you, it's impossible. Don't you find sometimes enemies are chasing you? There are some enemies right there in the United States. They may be chasing you, and you don't know what to do. Let me tell you something. If you really trust God, you will see the glory of God, because God is able to deliver us from the hand and from the claws of the enemy. So the third way is the sure way. Then that sure way will lead to the glory of God. Remember that. Because if God is leading you, certainly he will be with you. If God is leading you, certainly he will provide for you. If God is leading you, surely he will strengthen you. You will not fail when you follow God's plan in your life. You will not fail. Sometimes we want things to happen quickly. And because we have no patience, sometimes we want things to happen quickly, and we make decisions that are not God's, then we fail after that. Sometimes after that we fail. Sometimes we blame our own family, we blame our friends, we blame people, and we don't blame ourselves. Of course, some people are like that. But let me tell you something. Today, I encourage you to walk God's way. I encourage you to follow God's way. Because God's way, even though it seems very long, but that is the way that leads to glory. God's way, even though it seems very tough, sometimes you want to give up, but believe me, that is the way God wants you to go. That is the way he promised to be with you. If you go another way, he will not be with you. You will be alone. Then you will fight alone, and finally you will fail. But if you if you follow God's way, certainly He will be with you. No matter what you see in front of you, you don't have to worry, because God is the one that gives success to people. God is the one that is blessing you. God is the one that is defending you. People of Israel did not have any choice. They had to follow God's way. God, despite of the failure of the faith of the people, God continued to manifest His glory in front of them. What happened? God protected the Israelites. They go through the Red Sea. None of them perish. Then, after that, God allowed Pharaoh's army to get in there. All of them get there, because the way was not there for them. They was there for God's people. So they went there, and while they were in the midst of the sea, the water covered them all, and they perished. And in the wilderness, that is another experience again. Because think of that. A wilderness, a desert place, there is no food, there is no water, it is a dry land, it's very hot, all of this. Then it is a time, really, what am I going there? What am I going to do there? It's a dry, sand, hot, a desert, there is no food there, and what you can find in the desert? Serpents, things that can bite, destroy your life. That is where God wants you to be. You say, what? That place? No. And yet, in the desert, what God wants you to depend on Him. He wants you to experience that while there in the desert. He's the one that creates the desert. So He's the one also that can change the desert into a stream of water. He is the one also that can bring food right there. So what God did? So He sent manna from heaven to feed His people. And the Bible says, as they walked, the Bible says that there was a pillar of cloud that protected them from the heat daytime, and at night time there was a pillar of fire that is lighting them, so they may continue to walk with God. God is able to protect you either by day. God is able to protect you either by night. But you need to really give yourself completely to God. You need to really have faith in God, to trust Him. What a beautiful thing when you are in a tough situation. You don't know what to do, and yet you trust God to deliver you. Believe me, God is betting on you. God is not betting on people who do not have faith, but He bets on you in this terrible or tough situation you may be right now. God is betting on you the same way that He bet on Job. Job was in a situation that was very, very tough. His wife left him. His children passed away. They got killed. And then not only that, so he became sick, terribly sick, but he did not know if God bet on him. He didn't know that. He didn't know that God said, okay, Satan, you want to throw disease on Job? Go, but don't touch his soul. Job did not know that. He did not know that. And until finally his life was restored after he went through a lot of turmoils, a lot of trials and persecutions. So his life was restored again. So I believe that God is betting on you, because He knows that you will not fail, because He knows that you trust Him. God is not betting on everybody like that, but He bets on people who trust Him, people He can count on, people where His glory will be manifested in certain way that other people will see that, and they will give their lives to Christ. Your situation, your tough situation, will bring glory to the Lord. When other people see how the Lord is delivering you, certainly they will bring their lives also to that God. Don't you believe that? Surely goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life, and you will dwell in the house of the Lord. The end of the purpose of the Lord and his aim for you is to reach the other side, which is the heavenly Canaan. Heavenly Canaan, where you have the palm in your hand to glorify God in heaven, to bring glory to his name. You will shout and sing the glory of God. But before that, you need to exercise faith in God. What we would like you to do this morning, ask God to bring you, to give you more faith in him. Lord, grant me more faith to trust you. He will grant you more faith. Lord, grant me more faith to trust you more. He will provide you more faith. Same way that sometimes I pray, Lord, give me more love to love you more. And he will grant you that. So because with faith, you will see the glory of God. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6 says, for without faith, no one can please God. God is pleased only when we trust him, when we put our trust completely in him. And his glory will never be manifested unless you go through the long way, unless you go through the toughest way, unless you go through the sure way. So, our Lord, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, remember that God has called you and he has equipped you. And then finally, to bring glory to his name. And in return, you have the many blessings on you. Blessings that not only will you enjoy, but also your family, your friend also will enjoy them. Keep on having faith in God, and you will see the glory of God. If you chose Israel to go to the Red Sea, to go to the desert, to a short, long way, he knew exactly why he did that. And definitely, finally, so Israel went to the Red Sea, and they went to the, and then they reached the desert. And there in the desert, another experience again. Because you will not go to Canaan. You will not go to heavenly Canaan unless you are purged, unless you have experienced who God really is. If you don't know who God really is, how will you bring encouragement to your brothers? How will you bring encouragement to your friends, to your sisters who are going through crisis, who are going through tough times, if you don't have any experience yet with the Lord that you are serving? So I encourage you to ask God today to get you more faith, so you can trust him no matter what situation. You know definitely that he will overcome. He will bring glory. He will support you. He will give you victory. So this is the message that we have today. We learn from the book of Exodus. And when you look at Exodus 14, the Lord says, 14 verse 14, let me take it again. Exodus 14:14, by heart, and this is what he says: the Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. Patience is one of the qualities that reveals, your faith in God. Patience. People who do not have patience, they have high blood pressure, sugar, because they don't have patience to wait for God, and then they feel annoying, and then they feel this, everybody's bothering them because they have no faith, they have no patience. Patience is the fruit of the Holy Spirit. If you have that, let me tell you, I'm not saying that people who have, some people they have patience, that yet they have blood pressure. I'm 57. It's 220 over 80 until now. And I said, probably maybe God has given me more patience to trust him. So you need to have patience, believe me. Some people that even stand in behind the line waiting in the bank, the cashier, they cannot even stand on line to wait for the car. They feel, they look, they say, okay, 20 people ahead of them, they run away. They go to another place because they don't. You need to have patience. We should cultivate that. When you pray, you ask God for something, wait. Sometimes the devil comes and offers you something else. But we need to go right there to see what is being offered to you. Is it the will of God or the will of the devil? The Lord will enlighten your spirit to understand, well, is it the will of God to do this or not? If it's not the will of God, stay away from it, because there is no victory there, but shame. This is not what you are looking for, but you are looking for victory in the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus is the way. consider the way that God is leading you. Jesus is the way. You want to get married? Jesus is the way. You want to have children? Jesus is the way. You want to go to school? Jesus is the way. You want to have fans? Jesus is the way. Everything you want to do, brothers and sisters, remember, consider God's way, which is Jesus Christ himself. Jesus says in John 14, verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the way. Anything you want to do, put Jesus first. Believe me, he is the way. And he is the long way that requires patience. He is the toughest way because he says you have to take up your cross and follow me. And he is also the sure way because definitely you will have victory. Nobody will follow Jesus and fail. Absolutely not. Even when you see, what you see is that is called a failure, it is an apparent failure. But the glory is right ahead. It was an apparent failure for the people of Israelites, for the Israelites, when they see the army behind them. Say, wow! And then the Red Sea in front of them. They kept swim. There was no boat around there. It was really an apparent failure until Moses was blamed for bringing them there. But guess what happened? Success was right there, and God chose Moses to open up the Red Sea, and people went through it. So today, what you see that is a failure, continue to trust God, and later on you will give a testimony of what the Lord has done for your life. Jesus. Nobody else. Jesus is the way. You follow him. You follow his instruction. Believe me, you will be even smarter than your teachers. Smarter than your professors. If you follow Jesus' ways. Because that is the best way. It takes patience. And it takes encouragement. Most of all, it takes faith to trust God. May God richly bless you. May he encourage you. May he enhance the beauty of your faith by adding more faith in your life. Because believe me, once you cross one, there is another one, and there's another one. But you will support those who are weak. When you become mature in faith, you will support those who are weak, because you will tell them, you know, I went through that. The Lord delivered me. He will deliver you also. Don't you believe that? So God is good. God is faithful. Consider his way, and you will make it, no matter how it seems. But he will. He is with you, because he promised in the book of Hebrews, chapter 13, verse 5, I will never leave you, nor will I forsake you. Is that a wonderful thing to trust God? Is that a wonderful thing when you are in a tough situation? Lord, what do you want me to learn from that? In a tough situation like that, what do you want me to learn? Patience? To trust you more? To love more? To forgive? What do you want me to learn from that? God never allows anything to happen in your life. God never allows anything to happen to your life that he is not aware of, that he doesn't have a solution for you. So he wants you to go through that. But believe me, later on, you see, well, I see the glory of God. You'll be amazed to see the joy that God will put in your heart. And then you'll be so overflowed that we have to give a testimony of his glory. May God richly bless you.